President Ahmadinejad continued his fiery speeches in Jakarta Thursday, telling a group of Muslim students Israel was a tyrannical regime that will one day be destroyed. But the Iranian head of state also said he was ready to negotiate with the United States and other Western powers over Iran's nuclear program if, as he put it, the United States dropped its bad attitude. Mr. Ahmadinejad's visit to Indonesia, a secular nation with the world's largest population of Muslims, takes place against a backdrop of deepening international tensions over Tehran's nuclear ambitions. Iran says its nuclear program is aimed at generating electricity, but some Western nations believe it is being used to make nuclear weapons. The United States failed this week to drum up enough support in the UN Security Council for economic sanctions against Iran unless it stopped its nuclear program. But key Security Council members have agreed to meet in 2 weeks to draw up a package of incentives to induce Iran to stop its nuclear program or face possible sanctions if it does not. At a meeting of foreign ministers from 8 predominantly Muslim nations in Indonesia's resort island of Bali ahead of their summit Saturday, the Iranian foreign minister urged members to unite against Western dominance. The summit of the 8 Muslim developing nations is aimed at increasing economic and political cooperation, but it is being overshadowed by Iran's deepening tensions with the West. But Indonesia's foreign minister, Hasan Wirayuda, suggested Iran would not have an easy time controlling the D8 conference.
We suggested that perhaps Iran should consider, and in fact international community should consider, the possibility of expanding the negotiation forum by involving permanent members of the Security Council, but also some other countries who are concerned with the development of this issue, in particular the increasing tensions, but also the possibility of the situation escalating into open conflict.
Hasan denied earlier reports Jakarta, which enjoys good relations with both Iran and the United States, would help mediate between Iran and the West.
We didn't claim that we offer a mediation on this nuclear issue. Of course, on our part, we suggested to Iran to maximize their efforts in order to solve the problems of the Iranian nuclear issue through a diplomatic and peaceful negotiation.
Mr. Ahmadinejad is expected to arrive in Bali Friday along with other leaders from the D8 nations. The summit is expected to come up with agreements on trade and customs, as well as a declaration by leaders on global issues. The D8 groups Indonesia, Malaysia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Iran, Egypt, Turkey, and Nigeria. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Bali.